This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to begin with you a study entitled, God is a Jealous God. Based upon Exodus chapter 34 and verse 14, and also Exodus chapter 20 verses 3 to 5. The Bible makes clear that God is a jealous God. Not in the sense of petty jealousy that we human beings sometimes are guilty of, but in the sense that he will not tolerate a rival for our affections. You know, when a man loves his wife as he ought to, and a woman loves her husband as she ought to, neither one will tolerate a rival for their affections. No man will tolerate his wife if he really loves her, if he really cares for her, will tolerate her consorting with other men. Men can be jealous in an evil way, but God is not jealous in an evil way. Let us consider some of the important points about the jealousy of God. First of all, I suggest to you that the Bible teaches that he is jealous of his deity. In Exodus chapter 34 and verse 14, the Lord says, "Thou shalt worship no other god." False gods may endure the existence of other false gods, but God can tolerate man's worshiping no other. You know, sometimes men have the idea that they're being especially godlike or Christlike if they are tolerant of sin, of evil, of false doctrine, of the worshiping of false gods. But my friend, you would never get the idea from reading the Bible that such action is acceptable to God. God himself will tolerate no rival for our affections. God must be first. He must be the most important thing in our lives. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things, that is, the things of everyday living, shall be added unto you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. So taught our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. God the Father is the one and only God. That is, there is one and only one Godhead. The history of the human family is a record of the wars of God against idolatry. As we study, for instance, in the Old Testament, the book of Judges, we find God's special people of that day, the Israelites, falling away into apostasy, and then repenting and being brought back to God, being restored to fellowship with him, and then falling away again. This pattern goes on again and again. But God will not tolerate this, not in the final analysis. And we might each of us raise the question, who or what is my God? That is, what is first? What is really most important in my life? It is possible even for Christians to come to worship some God other than the one true living God who is revealed in the Bible. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29, the Bible makes clear that our God is a consuming fire. Now that means that God will not tolerate our simply trifling with his word. He will not tolerate your making some human being more important to your heart, to your life, than he is. He will not tolerate your making money being more important to you than he is. Or power, political power, or whatever. Nothing can be more important to you than God, and you still be pleasing to God. And so we note, first of all, that God is jealous of his deity. Secondly, we notice that God is jealous of his sovereignty. He is creator. That is, he is sovereign. Isaiah 64 and verse 8, Jeremiah 18, 1-4. By virtue of the fact that God is the creator, he has all authority in heaven and on earth. Authority inherently resides in God because he is the creator. We see also in connection with this fact that God hates sin. He demands that we obey. When we sin, we reject his sovereignty. God hates false doctrine. False doctrine touches God's sovereignty and thus is an object of God's jealousy. Only God has the right to give us doctrine. We do not have the right to invent it. We do not have the right to say, every man has a right to his own belief and doesn't matter what he believes. Now, our God is a jealous God. And he is jealous of his deity, is jealous of his sovereignty. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad you've been with us. I hope these thoughts have been a blessing to your life, and I hope you'll be back with us next time when we continue our study, Our God is a Jealous God.